Welcome to the Concordia Publishing House podcast, where we consider everything in the light of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm your host, Elizabeth Pittman. Are you ready for a fun family adventure that will last throughout December and beyond? Our guest today is Elena Fox. Elena is the creator of Wise Men Seek the Savior, a brand new family kit that will help your family celebrate traditions of Christmas and find out how all the decorations and everything we see during the season of Advent and Christmas point us to the treasure of Christ. Before we start our conversation with Elena, I'd like to thank our friends at the LCMS Foundation for their support of the podcast. Imagine a future where your God-given gifts continue to benefit your family and faith after you're called home to heaven. Our friends at the LCMS Foundation will help you create your gift plan so that things like your retirement accounts, home or land, all of your assets, will leave a lasting impact on the people you love and the ministries you care about the most. Visit lcmsfoundation.org to learn more about creating your gift plan. Now on to our conversation with Elena. Elena, it's good to see you today.
Good to see you.
How are you today? Tell us, well, first of all, tell our listeners about you. You are a new author to CPH, but you have a really cool project that you've been working on. Before we get into the Wise Men Seek the Savior, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I am a Lutheran school teacher. I teach at Christ Lutheran School in Phoenix, Arizona. I've been here, gosh, this is my 20th year. Most of my career has been here at CLS. I started teaching first grade. I taught pre-K for a while. Now I'm teaching general music through fourth grade and lots of different things. So lots of time spent with children through the years and yeah, just lots of time with kids.
So you have a lot of fun in your day-to-day.
I do. Yeah.
Oh, kids, the grade school kids especially are a lot of fun.
They are.
Especially when it comes time for the Christmas season and Advent and the anticipation that comes. Tell us a little bit about what led you to create this. Well, you can tell us about the kit, but what led you to realize that we had a need for something like Wise Men Seek the Savior?
Yeah, so I am a big fan of Christmas. Huge, huge. I'm that person that enjoys the crowds and the crazy music, all of it. And so teaching in a Christian school was such a blessing to be able to really immerse the kids in Christmas. And so I searched for years for ways to connect all the fun things we were doing to Jesus. You know, like we wanted to know the reason for the season, but I didn't want to take away all the fun. I mean, we were crafting and cooking and baking, you know, all those things, and it's so much fun. So I searched for years and found pieces here or there, but never anything that really pulled it all together. And so, gosh, it's been about 7 years ago that I really landed on this idea, which is to use the wise men as kind of the catalyst. So they travel, they're your fun little travelers. And we use the Playmobil figures you can use. I've seen it done with little Fisher Price or whatever, but we would set them up in different places and highlight whatever we were doing for the day and then create a devotion and a Bible tie-in that went along with that. And so from that, it just sort of grew. And so here we are with our mini magi and Wise Men Seek the Savior, and just so excited to share it with other families.
It's so cute. And it's a box that, you know, when you open it, it really is darling. And my youngest is 9, but I think he's still going to like this this year, where he'll get into it. And I have to say, this is really, I'm going to call it like it is. This is a wonderful alternative to the Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah.
And we had one, and it's one of those things you have to be careful what you start, because I blew it and so I finally, like the last several years, I'm like, he just didn't show up. But this is so great because, well, I'll let you tell us what makes this different. Other people like Elf on the Shelf and others have tried to create these Advent rhythms. What makes Wiseman Seek the Savior different and special?
I think the biggest thing is the connection that we have here to everything. It's not just a hide and seek. It's not just, oh, look, there's something silly that we found in our day. It's not just a devotional or just a piece of something that you hang. It really takes everything that you're already doing and really ties it in to Jesus and to the reason. And I, you know, my mom is a big proponent of what she calls God moments, you know, those moments in your day where God is really speaking to you directly through your experiences. And I think, you know, Christmas time, you've got all these things around you that God can use to teach object lessons. And object lessons are so layered, which is another really cool, you know, like you're not just putting a doll next to your tree. You're learning that there's a meaning in why do we use that tree? What does it teach us about God? You know, why do we have, what can we learn from God through baking cookies together or through wrapping gifts? So you're really having that opportunity to connect what you already do back to Christ. And so I think it keeps the kids connected to the experience because it's not just isolated. You know, they're not going to get up in the day and go, oh, look, there's our doll hanging on the towel rod, you know, and it's, you've got something more where they're going, yeah, we decorated our tree today. That reminds us of how God is always with us and how we can remember his promises. And so I think that's what really is the big thing for me, is that it takes all of these things. It's not random. It's not just a thing here or a thing here. It takes everything and really brings it all together. And you don't have to choose. Like, you don't have to say, we're either going to do fun things or we're going to do Jesus. We've got it. We've got it all in one, because I think that's how God designed it. You know, I mean, he's in charge of this holiday. I think he brought all of this joy together, and we should be able to find him in it.
Well, and what a neat way to have a family tradition that is not only fun, but is really teaching the kids so that as they grow, they're going to remember the lessons that they're learning in this way. It will definitely sink into their minds.
And my goal was to really put it in a way where you could start out small, you know, like I taught pre-K when I started this. So we would do really basic, you know, these are the lights on the tree. They remind us that we shine for Jesus. But there are layers to that that go so much deeper. And so in the activity guide, you have sections that give you a lot of that layered information so that you can do this year after year. And your kids will remember what they've learned, and you can build on that and make it something deeper as they get older and they can understand more, which is, you know, I think that's, as I see, now that I teach music, I get to see these kids grow up, you know, and I see how they remember things and how can we not just dismiss that, but actually use it as a stepping stone to just grow.
No, it's really a cool way to teach the kids. You know, Advent is such a neat time. We talk about Advent. It's a time of preparation and anticipation. As our families are decorating for Christmas, what do you hope that they're thinking about?
I think, to me, it's a lot of, like, I want them to see that God is really all around us, you know, like that we can, and that he wants us to remember not just the things he's done for us, but like that history that's all around us, you know, I mean, especially when you come to a place where something is going to be a hard spot in your life, you want to be able to look back and remember when God was faithful to you. And I think Christmas decorating is so much of that tradition where you have all these things that your kids remember each year. You know, you go, oh, I remember putting these ornaments on. I remember hanging these lights up, and they remember those things. And so when we connect those to a biblical truth, to a spiritual truth, then they can start to see that, you know, God is alive around us. He can speak to us in all these things. He can show us that he loves us. He can show us that he's always there for us, that we can be part of this great community, you know, that he provides for us, that he takes care of us, that, you know, we are his messengers. So many just really incredible things for us to notice.
So over the years, you've had the opportunity to use this in your classroom. Tell us about that experience with the kids.
So I will say, as the adult that's been participating, and I had a couple of friends with me who were also teaching pre-K in other classrooms, the posing of the little figures is a lot of fun. I mean, we had a lot of fun every day at the end of school going, you know, I'm going to put my little pieces here. And sometimes we would call someone, you know, like, come help me. I can't get the camel to stand up, you know. So there's this like really fun aspect of creating this scene that really is kind of a little bit for you and, you know, the other adults in your life, like, ha, ah, they're touching, you know, they're like rolling cookies. It's funny.
So I will say that I am, as one who struggles with that piece of it, I'm glad that in the activity kit, you actually put ideas.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so a lot for people of like, for people like me, I don't have to think. I can just go down the list and go, oh, Elena suggested this. We're going to go with that. No, yeah. So thank you for that.
Well, and because I'd heard from so many parents, you know, gosh, that elf on the shelf is driving me crazy. It's, you know, we're out of things to do. I'm like, no, you know, like we give them to you. There's a bunch in there. You got like 3 years worth at least. And so, yeah, so that honestly, that's fun to do. But then because that's fun, the kids are so excited. Like they would come in the morning, look for their little wise men. They would find them. And then because of that, they're excited to find out what the wise men were teaching us, you know, like they're anticipating that lesson because it's so much fun. So here they've got, you know, what's our Bible verse and what did we learn today? And so then they can connect that whole experience. And so that really brought us a lot of joy.
It's so fun, especially when the kids are able to take ownership of it and kind of lead it and really drive so much of this. And that, at least for me, like when my youngest does that, it keeps me honest and it keeps me participating.
Yeah. So, well, and we had kids that would, you know, they drag their parents in, look, here's where they are today. Did you see? And yeah, so it's, you know, I mean, they get really invested in it. And we, you know, we're always really vague about how they moved. But, you know, some kids are up for it and some of them are, you know, it's like, whatever, do it how, you know, like make it yours. You can really make it yours. That's the other thing that I really wanted people to feel like they could experience the flexibility of it. Like this can be your tradition the way you would like it to be.
Tell us about the Advent treasure hunt.
So I think I love the word treasure hunt because I do think it shifts the focus. So you've got this this idea that you're not just experiencing Christmas, but you're looking for where do you see God in your Christmas all the time. And so when you get the kit, you've got a bunch of pieces to use. You've got the box itself, which is great. And then, you know, as you find other things you use, like we always used those little Christmas tree light necklaces mm-hmm. because they were fun to use. So I always threw one of those in my box to just use every year. So you can keep everything in there, which is great. Holds your wise men, all the figures for whatever. Then you've got your storybook to start. And so I wrote the Arch book, which is Wise Men Seek the Savior, to kind of create the connection to the from the past to the future. So you get the basic Bible story of the wise men, but you see how it connects to modern day. You can even see the wise men in the modern day scene if you look for them.
It's such a cute spread of imagery there. I mean, the artwork is darling. Oh,
yeah, Kate Phillips did an amazing job with the artwork. And so you've got that kind of as a jumping off point. Then you can get your wise men out. You can show them to your kids. And we sort of set it up so that you start and end in a specific place. So we said, you know, you start at the Bible. That's where we start. You know, we get our knowledge from the Bible. So you start at the Bible. We put our wise men there. We learn a little bit about that. And then each day they move. But it doesn't matter where they go because everything is sort of its own thing. So you can move them to where you want. And your activity guide has everything in alphabetical order so that you can easily find what you need. So, you know, if this is the day you're going Christmas tree shopping, then you put them out for trees and, you know, like connect that for your kids. If you're baking cookies today, do baking cookies. It's great. And then we have it so that your last day falls at the cross. So if you have a place where there's a cross or something similar in your home, where you kind of bring everything back on that final day to the cross to say, this is what we really are looking for. You know, this is our salvation. And so that's kind of the outline of it. As you start in one place, end in one place, you're flexible in the middle. You also get a whole set of these great stars with the Bible verses, which are labeled on the back. That's learned experience. The first year we did it, we just had like 15 Bible verses on stars. And we were like, what verse is this? So year two, I was like, I wrote the names on them. So, you know, this goes with Advent. So you've got all your stars. You can put that. So, you know, you've got the kids seeing this is our wise men found the tree. And look, here's a Bible verse that tells us about what we can learn from the tree and really just bring it all together. So you've got a lot of really fun elements, but everything kind of brought together in there too. And then the activity guide also has some paper pencil worksheet kind of things, coloring pages, dot to dots that go with each activity, because little kids love that stuff.
They really do.
And they love to have something they've done and they can, you know, hang it up on their wall or on their fridge or show people. And so we threw in an activity for everything. So you've got something your kids can do, and those are reproducible for the purchaser of the book, so they can use them every year. They can use them once in a while. So you've got lots of elements to get your kids just like searching through Christmas to find where God is.
I love how flexible you made it. I really like the aspect of we're not having to force the program. It's able to blend right into the rhythm of your family, whether that's, you know, as you said, Christmas tree shopping or baking cookies or whatnot. And I could see, at least in my home, I could see my son going, okay, Mom, what's next? Let's go. Come on. What's next? What are some tips for parents? I know you've got so many ideas and you have tested this thoroughly over the years. What tips do you have for the parents who are going to use this in their homes?
I think my biggest tip is to really be just adapt it to what you need, because I think it really is truly flexible. And if it seems overwhelming, you can really start small. You know, you can start even, you don't have to do all of December. You could start the week before Christmas to kind of introduce that to your kids. But you can start at a place that's comfortable for you, and make it something that fits your life. And one of the things that we noted right off the bat is make sure that you think about what your day is going to be like. So, you know, if we didn't want the kids playing in the housekeeping center one day because we knew it was going to be real crazy, guess where the wise men are? So, you know, I was like, we could put them in, but then at the same time, if you're going to cook a big dinner, don't put your wise men in the kitchen, because then you have to, you know, like deal with where they are and what they're doing. But I think whatever you can do to make it your own is really my best tip. And to find out, you know, what is it your kids love and how can you fit that into your routine? You know, is it a morning thing? Is it an afternoon thing? Is it something you do when they come home from school? There's just so many, really so much flexibility. And I think, I think the other thing is just let yourself have some fun. That to me is the big thing, is don't let it be a stressful thing, but just a way for you to have fun with your kids and have fun. And if you have an older kid that's, you know, way older than the rest, let them help. You know, they might have some great ideas to make them goofy. And, you know, there's so much fun that you can have with it. And so I think if you start out small and just really adapt it to your own needs and even, you know, then you don't even have to plan that far ahead, or you can. It just really, you know, it fits wherever you are.
I could see in my house that the Magi will be moving while the kids are at school.
Yeah.
They will not have been moved first thing in the morning, right? Because that does not work well in my house.
I know. And it works, you know? It really is so flexible. And I think too, you have to know, when are your kids going to be free to look for them? You know, like if the morning is hectic, then that's not the best time for them to find them, because they're going to just gloss over it. So you find that time that, you know, really works for you. And we always made our wise men, our little mini magi, sort of untouchable during the journey because it's a preschool classroom. We had a lot going on. It was too much, but that's not necessary. You know, I mean, you could easily move them and still allow them to be played with during the day because they are a lot of fun. And yeah, I've always been a huge proponent of hands-on nativities. From the days I first started teaching first grade, I started collecting nativities the kids could play with because they love to tell the story. And so mm-hmm. if you give them pieces they can use, they'll tell that story.
Well, and they'll tell the story to anybody that they can run into too, yeah. which is fun to see when that happens.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything as you've been putting this together? Did you learn anything fun or that surprised you about the Magi?
I did. It was really important to me to make sure that whatever we wrote, even if it was simplified, was based in biblical truth, because I never want the kids to grow up later and go, oh, that wasn't really true what we learned, you know. So that's really important to me. So I did do a lot of research. It was interesting to learn about who the Magi are, their importance in the culture at that time, in the places that they came from, that they truly were these great, powerful men that were powerful because of their knowledge and their expertise and all of the, you know, like people trusted them. They knew them. They would have been, you know, incredible. And the other thing that was really fascinating was that I had never thought about that connection to the exile and Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, you know, all those exiled Israelites, and how much of that, that Bible history made it to those faraway lands because of that and because of Daniel's influence. And to think that, you know, God planned that out, that those people traveled so far away and then he would bring them back again into the fold to say, you know, they knew that this was an important thing and it was a big deal. And so to see all of that connection, even in the Bible stories that you learn, was really cool to me to kind of go, yeah, I never connected those things, but it's neat to see. And I think that's what God does. I think he brings all these things together into this pattern, and we miss so much of it if we're not looking. And that truly, that to me is my heart in this activity, is that I want us to have kids that don't miss it. I want them to see that they're not just in this, you know, beautiful world. They're in a world that God created, and that he can use that to speak to them and to teach them and to be near them. And so, you know, you want them to go, look, that rainbow, that's for me, you know?
Well, and it's such a cool way to, one, to help the kids see that and instill that curiosity of wanting to see how it all connects and how it all points to God. But then for us as parents to kind of draft off of the enthusiasm of the kids, yeah, so that it's good for us to go back and go through these things. And just because we're doing it with the kids doesn't mean we're not going to get anything out of it. Oh, we will be enriched as well. And to have that kind of come in and restore some of that wonder and awe.
Yeah.
For us as adults is a really neat thing too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the number of times I've learned biblical truths from teaching children is countless. You know, you're in the middle of the Bible story and you're going, you know, the people of Jericho. And you're like, oh, I was real stubborn about that thing. Okay, God, I hear you. You know, the children, whatever. It's what it is.
Yeah.
You forget some of these stories. They're not just stories. They're true. They're part of our world. They're part of our life. And we want to be connected to that. And I think everybody wants that connection. And so to show people how to see it and how to find it is really exciting.
And the kid, the wise men seek the Savior, the family activity kid, does that in such a beautiful way. So for our listeners and viewers, I hope you'll check it out. Visit cph.org, or we'll put the link to it in the show notes. Go take a look. And if you have children in your lives, this is a really, really neat, what I believe will be a brand new tradition in your homes, and you'll enjoy it. So, Elena, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Listeners, till next time. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Concordia Publishing House podcast. I pray that this time was valuable to your walk with Christ. We'd love to connect with listeners on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Concordia Pub. Visit cph.org for more resources to grow deeper in the gospel.